Now, come with us on a journey back to enchantment as we meet Don Bluth, creator of An American Tale, and find out more about Thumbelina.
Just when you might have thought that microchips, computer games, and the rest of modern technology have put fairy tales back on the shelf, along comes Don Bluth and opens a door to magic with a whole new style of classical animation. Don Bluth believes that no matter how many megabytes it might have, a good story can't be machine-made. To have enchantment, it has to come from the heart. That belief and a lifetime of experience as an animator culminate in his new film, Thumbelina.
Oh, Thumbelina. Oh, wow. Something, I don't know, something happened to me tonight. Something I never want to forget.
Me too.
Classical animation is one of the toughest forms of movie making, with its mix of great artwork and wild invention. But Don Bluth is better qualified than most to make it work. He began with Walt Disney, produced and directed animated films with Steven Spielberg, and for the last 7 years has been based in Ireland. The story of Thumbelina is more than 100 years old. It's by Hans Christian Andersen, who also wrote The Little Mermaid. And like that and other animated classics, Snow White, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, it carries in its heart something special that brings it back in one form or another from generation to generation. What Don Bluth brings to Thumbelina is a fresh and dynamic approach, plus that little bit of enchantment.
We are gonna be the dog in the town!
Kidnapped, Mother. She's been kidnapped.
You're joking.
Tabitha.
Look, Father, please delay the winter frost as long as you can. I need time to find Thumbelina.
Cornelius!
Don't worry, Mother. I'll be back.
Cornelius!
I'll find her!
Don has a special relationship with young people, and he's never forgotten that he first experienced the enchantment of animation when he himself was growing up in America, near Salt Lake City.
There's a little town just outside of Salt Lake City called Payson, Utah, and it was on a small farm. And I had all those farm chores to do, you know, with the milking the cows and everything. But right outside where, just outside where we milked the cows, there was a woodpile. And under the woodpile lived a family of cats, and they had a kitten, which we called Banjo.
Did you draw him?
Well, yeah, I did eventually. But first, there was this pigeon that lived in my father's barn, and he kept flying by, you know, my bedroom window, so I had to learn how to make him fly, and that was my first animation.
Did you have a horse?
I had a great horse, big black horse, and I used to get on this horse's back and ride him into town about 5 miles and go to a movie, and I'd tie him to a tree, and he'd mow the lawn while I was in the movie, and we'd go in there, and I'd watch Disney movies in there, and that's where I got all my inspiration. And it was years later that I went to Disney Studio and I met my best friend Gary Goldman, and we decided that we would make bigger and better animated movies than anyone had ever seen before.
When I first met Don, we were both young animators, and all we could think about was being as good as we could be. To get better, Don felt we should do a picture of our own. We didn't have any money. We didn't even have a story. So Don made a story up about a cat that he grew up with, Banjo the Woodpile Cat.
So where are you headed for, Freeman?
Oh, I'm headed for Salt Lake.
Salt Lake? Big city like that? You must see some good times.
Good times? Oh, oh, oh. I'll say good times. And the only way to know is to go where the good times are.
Banjo, the woodpile cat, good as he can be. Off to the city where the good times are to see what he can see. Banjo, the woodpile cat, is always up a tree.
He wrote the script, and we started to put equipment together. We actually put the equipment in his garage and worked there for 7 years. At the end of the 7 years, we completed the film, and that's how we were interested people in putting money into us and creating a picture called The Secret of Nim.
We were trapped by a locked door. It was Jonathan who made possible the unlocking of the door.
Did he never tell me about any of you? Why?
To answer that, I must tell you about Nim and our plan. Go. Look there.
You know, we put everything we knew how to do in The Secret of Nim. We're very proud of that movie. Guess what? Steven Spielberg called to congratulate us and invite us over to his office. He wanted to introduce us to an idea he had for a new movie. It was an American tale.
Keep walking!
I just want to see.
I hope this is the last time I take you to America.
Bye-bye!
Like young Fievel Mouskovitz, Don and Gary came to a new world, to Dublin, Ireland, where they set up their studios and went straight into the next production with Steven Spielberg, The Land Before Time, a film that proved that dinosaurs could be a monster hit.
Mother, run!
Other films followed. All Dogs Go to Heaven with Burt Reynolds.
So Robin Hood says to Little John, this sheriff is a real bimbo. Now what say we knock him off and take the gold? Not for ourselves, but we'll give it to the poor worthless suckers who crept up in the first place.
Hey, boss, where do you get that stuff? What kind of hood is this guy anyway, giving dough to the poor without taking his cut?
I like this story, Mr. Itchy.
You would.
Shut up. I'm trying to get the little brat to sleep.
Let me do your music, and I'll believe you.
And Glenn Campbell provided that rockabilly style for Rockadoodle.
Girl, you don't need for a loop. Well, you're the number one chick in this chicken coop.
Rockadoodle was a reworked version of the Chanticleer story, and for his next project, Don Bluth drew on another classic, Thumbelina, which has kept its magic across generations of children. And as he worked on Thumbelina, he found the Irish countryside around him had its own enchantment. An enchantment that leads to inspiration.
Take a farmyard all over Ireland, right? Inspiration.
With a girl no bigger than a bumblebee.
With the angel with the funny name.
We don't know where she's from or how she came to be.
My name is Henry. Thumbelina.
She's a funny little squirt.
Thumbelina.
Tiny angel in a skirt.
Thumbelina.
She's bending, she's baking, she's bending, she's making, she's bending. Thumbelina.
Wait a minute. Now look. Sample right here. What do you see?
A lily pond that looks like it needs some action.
Yeah, now you're getting it, Connor.
Show us.
Well,
watch. What?
Oh, my. Well, that was easy. Now, if I could just reach the shore before those awful toads come back.
Ah, the shore. You mean if you can reach the shore before you go over the waterfall?
What waterfall?
That one!
Is it bad?
I'm slipping!
Hey, someone go!
Can you swim?
No, I can't swim! I can't even swim!
A good soundtrack can also add to the enchantment of a movie. And to write the music for Thumbelina, Don chose someone he'd long admired, Barry Manilow. This was Manilow's first experience in animation, and he quickly found himself responding to Don's enthusiasm.
He's a young man in the body of a mature adult. He's like a kid. He's like still naive. He's still curious. He still thinks like a kid. And I guess you've got to, if you're in the world of animated musicals. He's fun to work with. He's a real positive guy. Nothing seems to stop him. I don't know what happens. Maybe he goes home and tears his hair out, but I haven't found that. I found that he's a very encouraging, positive guy to work with.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, Berkeley Beatles proudly present Thumbelina!
Challenge for me, but sitting in the control room of the Dublin studio listening to the symphony orchestra play 70 minutes of my music, I was as close to heaven as I could ever be.
I know there's
Director John Bluth is, first of all, he's a kid, so he knows exactly what we're doing in that studio. So he'll come into the booth with me, and of course he's not on microphone, but he's standing right next to me. He'll play the Prince, or he'll play the Toad, or he'll play Mrs. Field Mouse. He plays all the characters, but he's in there playing right with you, and of course that helps me tremendously to be able to get everything across that I need to get across.
Well, let me see. Oh!
Now it will get better.
Don't get up.
No, no. I go to find the veil of the fairies and the prince.
You silly bird.
Someone says, that sounds great. You know, keep doing more of that. So it's just like being in a room and just playing.
Someone else who enjoys that kind of playing is actor Dom DeLuise. He's already contributed his talents to three of Don Bluth's movies, and in their next collaboration, A Troll in Central Park, he gets the starring role as Stanley the Troll.
I love working for Don Bluth, mostly because he gives me a chance to do what I do. You know, a lot of times when you work for somebody, they'll say, all right, here are the limitations, and here are the other limitations. And then you say, can I, and he goes, Don Bluth says, go, just go. He puts the microphone in front of me, and he says, I want all your ideas. This is the, he gives you a germ, a seed, and you water it, you fertilize it, you put the sun on it, and you can go, and usually he'll steer you a little bit, but he gets you to feel like you are regurgitating all of your stuff that you want to share with people. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and then he edits very, very well, and takes all the gold out, and makes you look great.
Grass, leaves, flowers. What a place. Right. It's wonderful. I'm going to like it here.
That wasn't colored in. How come?
Well, it's not finished yet. That's our new picture, A Troll in Central Park. But that's the way it looks before all the artists color it in.
You mean it's not just you and Gary?
Oh, no. There's lots of artists.
The artist's job begins once the script is completed. Don plans out the action with storyboards, a series of sketches that shows all the animators how each scene will progress. It's just as important for each character to be thoroughly developed, especially our heroine.
What we try to do is give her some nice lashes. We didn't want all the ladies in the audience to think, oh, gee, she needs to put her makeup on. So we gave her some good lashes, and then the hair became very, very important. We wanted to frame her face in the hair, so I just simply framed it, put her ears right here, and put a little curl around here. I always liked that look of the little curl there. And her skull would come back about here, and I thought, now what would make her look very, very young? And what always looked young to me was to pile this hair up high. And then put another curl right here in the center. That was fun. Now, The hair, again, is like the drapery. I just brought it down here and brought it very low, and it made her feel tiny by having all this large hair, long hair. So brought it down, put a couple of waves in it, just a little bit, and then curled it somewhat on the end. And there you have it.
To help the animators achieve a natural look in their drawing, Don and Gary use actors to develop the body language for the dialogue that's been pre-recorded. As Thumbelina, the actress Angeline Ball works with one of the animators, Krista Roshi, who plays the prince. The process, called live-action reference, was developed by Walt Disney with his first animated feature, Snow White.
In that first feature film, live-action reference has been used for the creation of human characters. In a film called Cinderella, it was extensively used, to the point where they actually cut the live-action scenes together to be sure that they hooked up. We've done the same thing here with Thumbelina and the prince.
Tell me about the fairy court. Is there a prince?
Yes.
He must be terribly handsome.
Oh, he is.
Strong and brave.
None like him.
I would love to meet the prince.
Oh, I'll tell him.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
But enchantment doesn't come easy. Not the least of Don and Gary's tasks is making sure that everybody on the team is heading in the same direction. It's a task not made any easier by the fact that the team is several hundred strong.
The work involved in animation is actually awesome. By the time you get done, you have in excess of 1 million drawings that have been created, 1 million pieces of art. All these are to achieve production values which sell you on the idea that this is really going on the screen, to make you forget that there are drawings moving around, to sell you plausibility or believability. So you forget you're watching a drawn project. You try to immerse yourself in the entertainment and story quality of the film. We really pride ourselves in bringing the audience its money's worth.
Once you go through their studios and you see what it takes, you know, the animators just drawing leaves or something for days, days on end, you know. You know, one little leaf after another, you know, you think it's really terribly complicated, but it works at the end, you know. I just spoke to Gary Goldman and he said that they took the last 6 months or something like that, working on the prince's wings, just the little dust. Little fairy dust around the prince's wings. It took 6 months for them to just get it the way he wanted it. Well, you know, he sounds like as crazy as I am when it comes to the music, because I could tell you the same thing about a bass riff, you know. But you know, it takes them so long because they go through every little detail. But it's worth it because it's so beautiful at the outcome.
Somebody is gone.
Gone? Where? Where did she go?
The beetle took her away.
What?
They're out there somewhere.
She's out there? In that?
There's a big toad after her, too.
Oh, no. I've got to find her. Winter's almost here. Hurry, Buzz. My father can't hold back the frost much longer. Winter is here. Don't worry, Buzz. We're going to make it.
But he does find her.
You know, there's lots of surprises in movies, and so let's don't give that away.
I wish I had wings.
Do you know that those are the very words that Thumbelina said to the prince?
Oh, I wish I had wings.
Maybe someday you will. Hold on tight. Whoa!
Let me be your wind, let me be your only love, let me take you far beyond the stars. Let me be your wind, let me lift you high above, everything we're dreaming of will soon be ours. Anything that you desire, anything at all, every day I'll take you higher, and I'll never let you fall. me be your wings.
Well, do you know what I've learned in my life? That if you wish for something hard enough and you try for something hard enough, well, you know, anything's possible.
But does she get her wings?
Well, don't fairy tales always have a happy ending?
It's impossible.
Impossible? Nothing is impossible.
We'll sing the universe and dance on Saturday.
She's getting married to Fairy Prince, huh, Mama?
Well, perhaps.
Anything that you desire, anything at all. Every day I'll take you higher, and I'll never let you fall.
You'll be my wish.
Goodbye! Oh, he's wonderful. And I'm going home.